Yo, you know what time it is, man. It's the Real Deal with a Kill podcast. Subscribe, rate, write, review, YouTube, Spotify, Google Play, Instagram, and the Apple Podcasts. Monday's behind the camera. Rudy's not here, but Rudy's gonna come in the middle of the episode. And Monday, if he do come, I'll pick up the phone. We ain't gotta stop recording. But I have some special guests with me. Cody is back in the mix. He was here last time, a couple of years ago. Her husband's here.
Christian.
Yes, sir. Yes.
My baby.
Yes. Lassie, I appreciate you for coming through. Because there's been a lot of things that's been happening since the last time you was here.
Yeah.
And now you're back in 2021. I'm glad to see y'all healthy throughout this whole COVID.
Yes, thank you. So, you too.
Oh, my gosh. I died of COVID. I'm still trying to dodge the motherfucker.
Same. God bless.
I'm still trying to dodge it. So, I want to talk about this. Highway Vodka. Because at first, I thought you was a brand ambassador.
Right.
But this is the unofficial sponsor for this podcast. Please talk about this, because this is a family-owned business.
Yes. So my family's been working on it for the last, 8 years. I've kind of always been around, just in the background, learning how, to bottle, make boxes. Even when my parents had a bar, I would be in the bar. They would bring samples in, and I would, let people taste it, let the customers try it, all that kind of stuff. So I've been around, but I just started becoming the distiller maybe about a year and a half ago. So I make all the vodka that we distribute by myself. So I am, one of the first black female distillers in the country. Highway is the best, man. It's made with hemp seed, so you don't get a hangover from it because the hemp oil makes it so smooth and it filters it before, it gets to the bottle. So it's amazing.
Because one thing I know about Texas, has some good vodka. I had Tara vodka.
I haven't had that one yet,
think
I've seen it.
There's one. Yeah, Tito's from Texas?
Tito's, Texas.
Yeah, but
they ain't touching Highway, huh? Because all the roads lead to Highway vodka, baby.
Right.
That's the we're gonna make that the official slogan. I know it says all hearts and no tails, but all roads lead to Highway Vodka.
For
and
sure.
where can people find this at?
Specs, Total Wine, Ralston's. We're working on getting distribution in Florida, Georgia, and California right now. So we're slowly taking over the country, but right now mainly in Houston and Texas, so San Antonio, Austin, things like that.
I'm liking this vodka. I don't drink vodka by itself. But I took a couple of sips before we started this show, and I'm like, damn.
Yeah, smooth.
This shit is smooth.
Even if you have a twist of lemon or lime in it, it's so good that too.
Really? So what made you get into, so of course it's a family business, but did you even think you'll be doing this though?
No. last time I was talking to you, I was still
You were singing.
Music, right? Exactly.
Are you still doing singing?
I don't right now. I can write songs on the side, just for fun. But right now, all my focus is Highway.
Oh my goodness.
Definitely didn't think I would be doing this, but I guess I should have known because I've been drinking vodka since college and before that when I wasn't supposed to be drinking. So vodka's always been my drink of choice.
So vodka's your number one.
For sure, yeah, that's all I drink. And all I drink is Highway. So.
Exactly, yeah, it's all
he can tell you. We don't keep no other alcohol in the house. Yeah. Nothing.
Not at all.
So did you think did you know
it
was gonna be that good before you had it? Or you was I'm gonna see you. Are you a vodka person?
I'm not really an alcohol person in general, but I trust my father-in-law and I trust Cody. So I was hey, we have this vodka, we just started selling it in stores, and I'm like, all right, it has to have some type of quality.
Yeah.
And for me not to, honestly, when I did drink, it was Hennessy or something like a cognac or something like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I had this and I'm like, oh, all right, I'm cool. Like, you can drink it straight, mix it. So that's pretty much all we've been drinking.
Yeah.
And the best part is not getting a hangover, man.
Anyway, that's the thing, though. Man, vodka. Oh, I can't even tell you how many times when vodka is hangover. I'm going to tell you what, because for me personally, I don't really go out and buy vodka at the bar. I'm more so buy a bottle of vodka and have it at the crib.
Exactly.
That's more me. I feel like vodka is more like an at-home, chill throughout the week type of drink.
Yeah. That's,
just me personally, because every time I go out and get vodka, I'm like, hell no.
Yeah.
So this ain't giving me no. We're going to see how I feel at the end of this night.
Cool.
Okay.
Cause if I could be chill and I'm small, hey, look here, we want to talk.
Oh, just let me know how you feel tomorrow in the morning when you think you're gonna have a hangover and you.
Oh
don't.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Nah, for sure. And another thing has changed since you've been here. Marriage. Yeah. You came on in 2018, I want to say.
Yeah, wow.
2018. Woo. And speaking of that, the video we did with that little ass, the real or fake video.
Yeah, which my,
That shit got almost 10,000 views on YouTube. Yes. I looked up one day, like a couple years ago. I said, this shit got a lot of views. I didn't expect this shit. I was like, oh, we just freestyled that mug. Going through.
I'm
gonna
have to go back and watch that.
Dog, yes. I'm gonna have to go like, back and watch that. I looked not too long ago. I said, dog, this shit is gaining views. I was like, wow. We're talking about real or fake. That was like, and it was like the end of the show. Like, it was like on some last. So I had my shades on throughout the show. I was like,
what are we talking about?
We're
talking about like Bernice Burgos.
We're talking about Bernice Burgos, Lyra Galore, Miracle Watts. Like, because you know,
real or fake. Like, I don't know.
Because a lot of us dudes get on Instagram. Like somebody like me, I used to get on that mug and be like, okay, is this real? This fake? Y'all. So let's do like an ass real or fake edition.
We be wondering the same thing.
Yeah, but then now, like I said, things have changed. Marriage. How is that? Because I like to see black love.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great. So
I love it.
It's been over a year. It's been a year and a half. Bought a house together. So just been having fun. I mean, COVID definitely.
Oh, you hold that mic up a little bit too.
Oh, my bad.
Now you straight.
Yeah. COVID definitely puts like a stamp on it a little bit because you can't travel like we used to.
That's like our favorite thing.
Yeah. Exactly. But we were able to get married right before, and we didn't really have much of a wedding per se. So it was just like more of a get together. Yeah.
Yeah. Our stories. Oh, I'm sorry, cause y'all. Our stories.
Oh, you good?
Different though too. So.
Yes, I looked up. I looked on Instagram one day. I said, wow, she's married.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Like, usually you look on, especially on Instagram nowadays, you see like a build up to it. Pictures, yeah. Engagement, yeah. Wedding, you know, honeymoon, all that shit. All the friends is there.
Yeah.
Just looked at one day and said, oh, shit. Marriage.
Yeah, it's like, I'm a Scorpio. We're full of surprises. So I don't like to let everybody know my hand, you know?
But that's how some people do it, though, right? Like, not everybody has the traditional, like, wedding. And,
yeah.
You know, because I had Ken Boyd on. He's a stand-up comedian. And we was talking about relationships and everything like that. And we was just saying that a lot of women want the wedding but not the marriage. Hmm. Because the wedding is a one-day event. It's all eyes on you.
Dress up.
Spend all this money. But you forget to realize that you got to live with this person the rest of your life.
Yeah, the rest
and most of these
life,
people,
right?
6 months later, divorce. 6 months later, cheat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like a one-day thing that, you know, some people think is overrated.
And then on top of that, a lot of people go into debt for that one day, and then they got to spend years just to pay that stuff off.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that causes that financial stress to might make that relationship break to the point where you are divorcing within the next 2 to 3 years or something like that. So, yeah, I think we did it the perfect way for us, but it's different stroke for different folks, so.
Yeah.
I just think we're blessed to have made it through, like, quarantining together. Like, literally a few months after we got married, it was like, oh, COVID, quarantine.
Exactly.
We were together every single day, all day, because he was working from home, or he is still working from home.
Yeah.
And I wasn't working at the time, so it was just like, for us to withstand that, like, never living together, really, and then, boom, we're married, and now we're living together, and now we are forced to be together every day, all day. Like, that could have make, you know, like, that could have broke us, too.
I was going to ask that, too. Like, when y'all stayed, because before that, y'all didn't think, none of us thought COVID would happen.
Right.
Quarantine. So, did you go into it like, okay, I know this person more than I ever would have thought? Because you're staying with this person 24/7, you're quarantining. Was you even afraid that, damn, like, this might not work? This, like, you know, we see each other all day, every day.
No, I never really had that thought.
Yeah.
I was a little afraid. I was a little afraid for sure. Like, I mean, just because, you know, you just get married. And for me, I was traveling for work. I used to travel every week. So,
right.
Like having the dynamic of like being at home and like kind of being like the house husband, so to speak, that was a little weird, you know.
Yeah,
at first, that was it took some time to adjust to that, but now it works. I mean, had no choice, but it's still like an easy transition too. So
don't be lying.
I'm not lying.
So what's the one thing y'all would tell people that's like that want that's with somebody right now that's not married, they on the verge. Like, what's that one advice y'all would give them?
I mean, for me, it would kind of just be trust your intuition. Like, and you know, like that's real cliche or whatever, but a lot of people know what they want or know what they should do and shouldn't do, and they suppress that. They suppress that intuition, and they just be like, oh, well, I'm just going to do it anyway because I love that person and maybe we can get over it. Like, no. If you're having feelings like you shouldn't do it, don't do it. If you feel like, yes, this is the person I can't live without, I would die for them, then do it. But yeah. Don't, like, listen to your intuition. Don't suppress it. Don't push it off. Like, really trust yourself.
Yeah.
I would add on top of that, because that's really good, is definitely be able to talk about finances together before you make that step.
For sure.
Because that's a very, very key part of marriage. And if that's not something that you address, that can create some mistrust. That can create, like, some stress that can ultimately end the marriage down the line. So, yeah.
Really, like... We had like one night, like before we got married, okay, we're telling each other everything.
Right.
Like every single thing, all the skeletons, anything that you think that I might not want to hear, blah, like all that. We had one night, we just sat and laid it all out. And it's like, all right, can you handle this? Can you handle this? And it's like, if it's good, then all right, we good. We got all the secrets out in the open, so nothing comes back like in our marriage to bite us or anything like that. Like, So I thought, that's key too, for sure.
All right, one question I want to ask. Just tell me if it's too personal, say next question.
Okay.
How did y'all meet?
Oh yeah.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you something. I asked somebody that a long time ago. You knew what the fuck I'm talking about. It was at the station. I asked one question because I knew we had mutual friends.
Yeah, and I asked.
Nah, I don't want to talk about it. I said, motherfucker, what? I just asked how y'all meet. What the fuck happened? I'm gonna tell you who I was talking about after the podcast.
Uh-oh.
I said, man, hold on. You know, I ain't say nothing in the middle of the show, but I thought in my head, I'm like, you wanna act Hollywood like that? All I asked was like, okay, how'd y'all meet? How's it going? Cause I was gonna dig in the question, like, okay, relationship, how's it going for you to do what you do and she do what she do? You know what I'm saying? Cause a lot of people know who she is. You know what I'm saying? You might know what I'm talking about. Uh-oh. So I'm like, man, what the fuck? All right, I got his ass. I made that nigga freestyle in that goddamn booth, and that shit was the worst freestyle I had in my fucking life.
Oh, no.
Shit, sorry as hell. Well, he probably doing all right for himself now, but yeah, I asked that question. Got bad. But yeah, so how's y'all meet?
You want to tell it?
No, you can tell it.
Well, first of all, we went to middle school together, but I had a crush on him in middle school. He did not know me
Did you really have a crush on him?
Literally in my year, like I still have my yearbook from sixth grade. I have like hearts all around his picture. I kid you not.
He didn't notice.
He didn't know who she was, but I didn't really. He was popular and he was a new kid.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that was pretty.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Blush.
Anyway, so fast forward, I was in this organization in high school called Jack and Jill. I'm sure you've heard of it.
I heard of it.
Kind of like Top Teens, if you've heard of that, but. He was like best friends with one of the guys that was in Jack and Jill with me. And there was like a house party at one of my homegirls' house. So we were like all there. It was probably like 10 of us, you know, we were just kicking it or whatever. Yeah. And Christian was there. But like, we didn't hit it off like right then because, I mean, I kind of had a crush on his friend.
Okay, hold on. Now we in high school.
Yeah, so fast forward.
You had a crush on him and his friend.
I had a crush on him in middle school, but then I like
at the
I
party
had
our, she met my
yeah.
Oh, okay, baby, 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 baby.
And I was like, you know. So anyway, but that didn't end up working out. Like literally nothing came of that. So then
we just started talking after that, and then we pretty much dated my the whole senior year of high school for me, her junior year. And then she broke up with me.
Oh,
because
damn.
I was going away for college. I went to Morehouse. So
and I was senior
okay.
in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're a grade above. Okay, yeah.
He's older.
Yeah, so then, that's pretty much how we met. And then,
bam.
Went to school, like, time passed. We always kind of, like, stayed in contact every now and then.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, we just kind of like saw each other. What was that, like 2 years ago now?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
It was about 2 years ago. Saw each other. It was like, sparks were still there like we were in high school. It was like, hey, let's just do this.
Yeah.
So we got married. Yeah.
That is crazy. That's fun. That is like live. Like, I have no body that crushed on me in middle school or high school. I was lame as fuck, bro. Like, I was just nigga that played ball, and then, nigga, I had a big nose. Nigga, I had pimples.
Who didn't, man?
Acne. Nigga, I was called Squidward, nigga. Nigga, I had no crushes. This might have crushed me. It was like some girl nobody liked. You know what I'm saying? Big Bertha and shit. Nah, bro. It was horrible. Nigga caught Bill Pepper nose. Nigga, Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer, my nose got red. Yeah, I had no crush. So I don't think I'm gonna have that type of story. I think for me, if I find me a girl, it's gonna probably be somewhere down the line. I don't know.
It's gonna happen and it's gonna smack you in the face and be like, what the hell?
You didn't expect none of that shit. Because y'all knew each other in middle school. Didn't even. It's crazy because you don't even think about it.
Right.
You don't know that the person you're going to probably spend the rest of your life with is in the same school with you. Right there in your face at the house party. Then, damn.
Yeah,
that is wild. Like, that's live, though. That is live. Like I said, let me tell you something. This goddamn drink good as shit.
Thank you.
You been seeing me drink this? I probably picked the cup up like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, me too.
This is good. Very good. I don't need no mix. I don't need no mix. But I do want to touch on this since I know y'all probably been seeing this around on social media all week. Quavo and Saweetie.
Yeah.
You know, that whole incident. So I wish Rudy was here because I know he got some shit to say. But for me, personally. Of course, when they first came out, they didn't show like the whole footage, and it looked bad. Like, he took her and swung her to the elevator, and you know, people was just going off like, "Oh my God, cancel Quavo, throwing rocks at the stones." I'm like, bro, let's relax. All right, shit happens in relationships.
Yeah.
Now, I am not condoning violence at all, but what I'm saying is this: for one thing, he didn't throw no fists, he didn't kick. He didn't do nothing. Yeah, the only thing in the video I would have done was pick up Polly afterwards. But everybody react differently. And I was trying to tell people throughout the week, everyone reacts differently to situations. We don't know what happened before that elevator. We don't know.
Right.
Now, true. I understand a lot of things that's happening right now, the Me Too movement and everything like that. But at the same time, relationships, things like that happen. Right. Y'all could probably attest to it. Y'all in a marriage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what was y'all thoughts when y'all seen it? And could y'all... not somehow relate to it, but like, y'all go through things at the crib. So do you think people on social media is taking it too far with the reaction?
So my take on it is, when we have like disagreements, it never gets to that point for her or not. But
I don't even like to be yelled at.
Yeah. So we try to like keep it, and we majority of the time, all the time, do keep it on like a very cordial level. But like, to be real, there are like certain instances in my past where things can get emotional, and not saying that, you know, you're striking each other or anything like that, but like tempers flare up and something might happen, you know?
Yeah.
And like, it's all about, you know, handling that in a respectful and a mature way. Everybody can look at the video and have their own inference on it, you know?
Yeah.
Just all I can say is like, it just seemed like it was a lot of emotion in that relationship, and that's the reason why they're no longer together is because that altercation.
Yeah, she couldn't handle it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know what to make of the video, because to me it seemed like she was trying to get away. Like, she was trying to grab whatever that suitcase was and like leave the elevator, and he pulled her back in. That's what I saw. So I'm like, you like you said, like, we don't know what happened before that. I do personally feel like people are overreacting a little bit, and I feel bad saying that because I feel like somebody might come at me sideways. But I mean, like you said, he didn't punch her, he didn't push her down, he didn't kick her. Like,
all he did was just grab her and politely.
She was trying to pull away, so it's like, just like, sometimes like shit happens, you know. It's just like, obviously it's not right. We shouldn't just be slanging each other around all the time, but like, we don't know what happened before that. And we don't know their personalities either. Like, some people like that shit. Some people
crazy.
Some people like to fight. Like, we talk about that all the time. Like, people just like that toxicity in their relationships sometimes. So,
and that's the one thing that's trendy right now, toxic.
And I was about to say, that video on Shade Room has like almost 10 million views on Shade Room Instagram.
That's crazy. Like, they making a bag off of them. That's crazy.
Ridiculous,
And toxic, like I said, toxic is a trend now. So a lot of women nowadays, they want to be with a crazy nigga. They want to deal with the toxic, you know, the shit that goes on like that. See, man, I'm going to tell you something. That's caught on camera. You can't even imagine what goes on in the crib.
That's what I'm saying.
They probably have altercation, push it, and fuck after. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Don't know.
She didn't break up with him right after, like, the day of or something like
that. They said that happened last year.
Yeah,
they broke up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was 2020.
Yeah, that happened in 2020.
So that's what I'm saying. So it's like, we look at the video, we blame Quavo. And I was talking to people, and they was like, man, like, what he did was wrong, yada, yada. I'm like, dude.
But my only thing is, we did see an example with Jay-Z, though. Jay-Z, he didn't do anything. He just stood in the corner.
Yeah.
Just chill, let her
That's
do.
That's true.
But I mean, he did have, like, backup in the elevator, too, I think.
He had somebody else people in the elevator.
But he... You know, he kind of just chilled out, you know.
Was it Solange or Beyonce that did it?
It was Solange.
Solange. Yeah. Yo.
He
sat there, but Jay-Z, no. A lot of people got to know. Jay-Z knows.
He is trained.
There's only a few people that would just handle that situation politely.
Right.
Jay-Z, LeBron James. Those are the two people that would handle that situation. Like Quavo just hitting 30. He not Jay-Z's level, so he's not in that situation. Like, I think Quavo looked at the camera, too. And he looked
He did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he looked at the camera. Like, Jay-Z had the suit on. He got hit. Soaked it all. Kept going. Because he knew at the end of the day, he knew he wasn't going to do that shit. Jay-Z. Now, that was young Jay-Z. Who knows? I don't know.
For real.
But
That's true.
Jay-Z in his 40s. Married. Quavo's not married. He's still young. Situations is different. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people, we like to cancel people, especially in our culture. We got this cancel culture.
Quickly.
And guess what? We're going to still listen to Quavo. Right. We're going to still jam Culture 3. We're going to still, people still jamming that shit right now. So it's like, the thing is people, exactly. Like, I'm still jamming that motherfucker. So it's like, because he had just dropped a video on his Instagram and then dropped the video came out right after.
Right.
So it's like, we're not going to really just cancel. It's just a trend. We love to just say shit just because everybody else is talking about it. Mm-hmm. Let everybody be in support of Quavo. Now everybody going to jump on Quavo.
Right.
So it's like, bro, that's no. Like I said, I'm single. Y'all in a relationship. Y'all can speak on it more than me. Like, I'm not a violent person. I'm not going to do that.
We're not either. We don't do all that.
And that's not how you should handle issues in a relationship. You should try.
Especially not a marriage.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it just begs you to question, like, what, like, who provoked who, and what would provoke someone to have that type of reaction?
Yeah.
You know, like, what was done? You know, as long as you understand and respect people's boundaries, it shouldn't really get to the level where you're trying to restrain somebody or do whatever. So, I feel like as long as you understand each other's boundaries and understand how to respect one another,
exactly.
You won't have to get to that.
So if y'all ever have something to have like a disagreement or something, how do y'all two usually handle it?
It depends on the day, you know, or the disagreement. But most of the time, we take our space from each other for a little while, kind of think things over, and then we come back and talk. Like, we'll just talk about it. I mean, ultimately, there's no other way to, like, resolve the issue but to talk about it. So, but most of the time we do have to take space from each other because when we disagree. So it's like, okay, well, he's not gonna understand my side, so it's no point in me talking to him. And he's probably like, I don't know what the hell you be thinking, but
hey, you a Scorpio, so what are you?
Capricorn.
So you January, right?
December 24th.
Scorpio is
October. I'm right before Halloween.
I think Capricorn, I think y'all compatible.
Yeah, we are.
Capricorn, okay. Oh, yeah, y'all straight then. See, Leo for me. Leo, we handle a little differently, just a tad bit.
My dad's a Leo, and my mom's a Gemini. to Capricorn and they've been married like 20-something years.
Yeah, I get along with Capricorns, women Capricorns. Like, usually, if I was in a relationship, when I was dating, I would be, you know, I'm not type of dude to put my hands on somebody. But I just don't like women try to threaten me and be like, do something, nigga, do something. You know, I'm like, you know damn well. You don't want me to do shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to do nothing. Like, come on. Let me just fuck you right here. Come on, let's just go in the room. 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? That's usually how I handle my situations. I'll argue, get the last word, have my space, go play the game or something. Like, all right, we going. Knowing damn well, I'm going to, we going to sleep right in the same bed at night.
I feel that.
You ain't get on the couch, I'm not going on the couch. Nigga, that's the end of the night right there. So everybody handled the situation with Quavo and Saweetie. I'm like, bro. That shit happens all. And then he put the damn Call of Duty bag on the elevator. Like, I ain't gonna pick you up, but you can. I'm gonna leave the door before you.
Right.
That wasn't that bad. At least he ain't leave her ass in the elevator and the door closed.
For real.
Now we talking. I'm like, all right, bro. Come on now. Come on, Quintavious. Ain't that damn bad.
But see, the another weird thing was that Saweetie was on that show with Justin Combs and Justin LaBoy.
Are them niggas related?
Nah. I don't think they're related.
Them niggas look alike.
Nah, but when she was on the show, they were talking about they didn't really talk about how they used to date, but it kind of got a little spicy on the show. So I think that might have also contributed to them like breaking up or
Combs and Saweetie. Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. A lot of people didn't know.
Really? So this is like right before Quavo.
I guess so.
So that's why they said Migos try to run up on
Justin.
They try to run up on him respectfully.
Yeah.
Damn. That is, I did not know that shit. Okay, okay. That kind of makes it. But I heard the story when how they first met though. Saweetie and Quavo. Like, she was at a concert. Like, that was one of her favorite artists. Mm-hmm. She was like a fan, and then bam.
Right.
Man, so I mean, you kinda know what you're gonna get yourself into. You know what I'm saying? When you in a situation like dealing with a rapper or a ball player or something like that, it's a risky game.
That's not the life for me.
That is a very risky game. But I do want to touch on this. We were talking about astrology a little bit, just a tad bit. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and please, people that listen to me, do not take this the wrong way. Please don't. I'm putting a disclaimer right now. I believe there's a God. I don't want people to twist that. So we were talking, and we was just, because we both Leos, me and her. We was on the phone, like, just talking, chopping it up. And then out of nowhere, we was just talking about different horoscopes. I'm like, man, look, calm down. You a Leo. You going to act like that. She's like, no, I'm not a Leo no more. I said, what the fuck are you? I am a child of God. I said, okay, cool. But you're still a Leo at the end of the day. You're going to still have your traits. Like, no, that's witchcraft. I'm a child of God. I don't do anything. I don't claim none of that no more. I am me. I am under. I'm a child of the Lord and Savior Jesus. I said, okay, cool. I get it. I hung up on the phone. I ain't want to talk to her. I said, God damn, why does everybody all of a sudden, because she wasn't preaching this shit 2 years ago. Why do every time, this thing, she'll get on Clubhouse and talk her shit about, you know, having like worship rooms and, you know, different things about church. That's cool. But you wasn't on that shit a couple of years ago. It's just a trip for me sometimes when people out of nowhere, look, like I said, I believe there's a high power. I believe there's God. I'm not saying that's wrong. But at the end of the day, why some shit got to happen in your life and then all of a sudden God comes into play? I'm a child of God. I'm a celibate. Because God told me to be celibate. I said, let's calm down. So my whole conversation, my whole debate I put on my Instagram was like, yo, is astrology witchcraft? So I had people hit me up all day about this shit. Everybody said it's not witchcraft, but you got like at least 20% of people saying it's not. Like on my arm, I have beads that are made for like my sun, my moon, my rising. Leo, Pisces, and Virgo. Now, we all went to school and we know that shit is not witchcraft. It is science.
Yeah,
it's galaxy.
Stars.
Like, I was just so mind blown to find, like, actually hear somebody say, like, I'm not claiming Leo. I'm not claiming my horoscope. And she was just going the way she was going. I was sitting there like, I'm like, man, I got nothing to do with you can still talk about horoscopes and talk about it, say you this, you that. Cause we all have traits. Like for me, I'm pretty sure y'all met Leos before. Mm-hmm. Like you could tell, like three Leos y'all met got at least one thing in common.
Yeah.
All gotta get the last word. Talkative, controlling.
Very controlling.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't doing no fucking voodoo and shit. Like, I don't know if you seen on my Instagram today, on my story when I put that shit. I really got mad yesterday. Like, y'all can comment on it. I just wanted to throw that out there. Because, like, my question is this. Have y'all ever came across somebody that said something so delusional that it really made you hot, kind of, in a sense? Like, knowing, like, damn, like, all right, bro, you sound crazy.
I don't think so, actually.
I had some before, but that's yeah.
I mean, I would say I actually have a few friends and colleagues that do feel that way. That feel like they don't believe in horoscopes because it's witchcraft, or they feel like it's kind of like magic or something of that sort.
I've heard that. I mean, I've heard it.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like even in the Bible, it references the stars and other planets throughout other testaments. So, I feel like there are God created everything, everything is relatively connected. Science has even found that we're made out of stars, like pieces of, like, what humans are actually made out of are stars. So we're all connected in some way, shape, or form. So I don't think that it should be dismissed, but
it's not that deep.
Witchcraft,
motherfucker.
Right.
And I'm talking about this because she watched my podcast. She listened to shit too. See, I don't do subliminal shit. I would bring up the shit because I know you listen. And motherfucker, I'm going to post a bitch on Instagram too. So you can watch this shit and everybody get on your ass. I had people get on me like, what the fuck you post this for? I said, yeah, because somebody told me that this shit is witchcraft. Fuck out of here. Shit. Everybody is the same in some place, Cody. Shit. I'm like, damn. Come on now. Don't tell me, goddamn. I'm not Leo no more. Yes, you are. You was born in August, whatever your fucking birthday was. You have any friends like that?
No.
Not like witchcraft, but like somebody was say things that's like kind of like off a little bit.
Oh, man.
No, I don't. What?
I was about to say, I have a friend. I think I told you about him. He believes that like COVID was started by like 5G networks.
Damn.
And then
he said this shit for real?
Yeah, he believes because it's 5G, that's why we have COVID.
Like 5G, like your phone 5G.
the towers and stuff. Like
that's
the,
what he believes. I'm like,
I watched a couple of videos when COVID first came out. So it was,
yeah.
I was
so
bored.
And that's one of the things that's out. And I'm just like, man, I really don't think. I'm like, in some instances, we kind of have to trust some of the information that's out there from these sources. But
COVID-19. I mean, I heard that before. Everybody was like, they said COVID-19 was all type of shit. Came from Lysol. It was on a little coronavirus thing.
They said it came from Lysol?
Not came from Lysol, but like, it was some shit they said, like, it's on the back of like some fresh, I don't know. I heard so much shit throughout this past year.
It does say on the back of the bottles that it can kill like coronavirus.
And that's why I think Trump said put Lysol on you or some shit. Let me say put that
like injecting it or something.
What?
Eating something like that.
Yeah. People were going to the hospital for it. Yeah.
Some people actually did that shit too.
Yeah.
Shit, I got COVID. I need to put this. Goddamn. What? Put my arm.
I just thought clean your house with it, like not injecting.
I did hear people say that cell phone talk. I never believed that one bit. The only thing I said was like the shit was man made. That's all I said.
Right. That's what I.
Like I was like, too. How it come from Wuhan and then it gets all the way to Australia and America.
Right.
None of us go to Wuhan.
Yeah.
I never heard a nigga take
a
trip to go to Wuhan. I was like, no, I don't think that ever happened. Then I heard bats.
Yeah. See, I was gonna say the World Health Organization, they just did like a report. They like vetted all the animals that could have like contracted it. COVID to humans, and bats was like number one, but there's the
Americans and like other countries are like trying to like say that that report is invalid because they didn't check to see if there was any human error. And that's what you're talking about. It's just like, yeah, people, it's probably like a human error. Like that country was probably like doing something in a lab, something leaked out.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it affects everyone. It affects everyone else. So
see, a lab mistake is more believable.
Yeah,
that's more believable.
Yeah.
You know,
somebody it's fucked
like,
up.
Okay, just say that then.
But, and that was some of the reports that came out when like COVID was first introduced.
Yeah.
And then you know now you got like other conspiracy stuff that kind of comes out and
yeah.
that kind of gets washed under the wave a little bit. So
yeah, conspiracy stuff really took off after JFK. You know, because before that, you had Roswell, the experiment and everything
right.
with the UFOs and all that, which I still believe that shit exists.
Yeah,
sure. That shit exists.
That's
I don't want people to think.
They're starting to tell us that already.
Like, and I've been through that bullshit. Like, I'm like, nigga, I watch X-Files. They don't make these shows and movies for nothing. They are trying to tell you something.
For real. That's how I feel,
this shit
too.
Means something. Like, when that movie came out this year, like, it didn't come out last year, but people were talking about it, it was about, like, oh, my God, what's the name of that damn movie? It was trending when COVID happened. And it was, like, a virus hit.
Bird Box?
No, not Bird Box. It was in the movie that a virus hit. It was just like COVID. People was doing social distancing.
Were they, like, in their apartments or something?
So, like,
on the balcony?
Something like that. It's the same protocol we're doing now. People thought, like,
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember.
But people thought, like, oh, my God, COVID was on purpose. This then I said, no. Motherfucker, this would happen. When people make movies, they do. It's like if I was a director, I'd be like, all right, I want to make a movie if something like this happened. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go talk to different doctors, scientists, whatever. Hey, what would happen, doc, if we had a virus that hit the world? What would be the protocols? What would we do? And they would break it down. People thought the goddamn movie told the future. It's like, hey, this movie told us a long time ago that COVID was going to happen. I'm like, bro, y'all motherfuckers are dumb. Like, we got a lot of dumb motherfuckers out here.
Yeah.
And we're talking about UFO. They not, them niggas ain't ready to tell us officially. Come on. Humans are not ready
that. But I feel like it'll unify us in a sense as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, you're tripping over somebody's skin color, but we have a whole other
species.
Like, that's intelligent, more intelligent than us because they can travel over here.
Yeah.
They're traveling over here.
Planet.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
They smarter than us. They know what they're doing. And they touched out here before. Some of them probably already out here. We don't even know. Some of them like us right now.
Don't even.
Well, I'm just saying.
Don't even get me there.
Hey, might be one of your homegirls maybe. Homegirl's cousin. You know, throw like a little fake name out there, Ashley or something.
Disappear
some random friend that just popped up out
right.
of nowhere.
Pop up out of nowhere. You never know. Because everybody think aliens look like the green and black eyes. No, they look like people down there. We don't know. But you like, aliens work. They work as like humans. Like, you're going to have some good ones. You got some bad ones. You're not going to have this all bad. Because everybody think aliens come on Earth. They're going to shoot everybody. And like,
everybody
fuck all you niggas. Everybody dead. This is our planet. No, they want to make peace. But the reason why they want to show officially is like, hey, we're not ready. It's like a gang called Detroit. I don't know if y'all heard about it.
You seem to know a lot about these aliens, bro.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you why.
I look up a lot of stuff about UFOs and aliens, too. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I found out, though, because before my dad passed away, he was big on conspiracy theories. He died when he was 60, like 2014. But growing up, like he was before his time. He was in the conspiracy stuff big time, like Kennedy's thing. He listened to an Art Bell radio show. He was looking on different websites. He the one that told me, we were talking about hip hop one time. He wasn't, you know, he old school. So I remember one time he was like, Akil, all that Jay-Z crap? No, that ain't real music. Smokey Robinson. You know what I'm saying? The Last Poets. That's the real music, musicians. Temptations. I said, all right, Dad, I get it. I'm 11 years old, motherfucker, goddamn.
Right.
I can't hear this right now, but I'm like, but I got old, and I realized, like, damn, everything he said was damn near true. All the aliens, the UFOs, I never got into it. Then when I hit 21, that's when I got into the conspiracies and all these other things. My first thing I looked into was Michael Jackson's death. It's the first thing I looked into. I started looking at that. I was like, damn, this shit was fascinating. Then I started looking at, I started getting reading books. I was looking into how the secret societies, the blue, Skull and Bones, and just Rockefellers and things like things of that nature. And it is a trickle down to my brother. He's into it. Not like that. We ain't, I'm not the type of guy to be heavy in it to make everything like, oh, everything's conspiracy. No, like, you make it make sense. Connect the dots. 9/11. Come on now, like, inside job.
Right.
Nah. You know, like, we, come on, it's blatantly show, like, ain't gonna be no motherfucker from another country. Fuck you, motherfuckers. Twins, you know, ain't none of that. You know, Katrina. My family's from New Orleans. Everybody talks to New Orleans. I don't know the last time y'all been. But if you talk to somebody that live out there, they be like, look, that was bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Just things of that nature. I ain't gonna go overboard and be like, nah, all this shit is real or fake or whatever, but that's just how it is. You know, I have to, you gotta have that other eye. Because you don't wanna believe everything people tell you.
Right.
Right. You don't wanna be no lab rat or some shit. Like this vaccine, I don't know yet. I don't know. I haven't had it yet.
Yeah.
Thank God. But how can I don't know, how can I know to trust it?
Right.
Cause they just said, what's up?
The movie was called Outbreak, wasn't it?
Outbreak, that's what it was.
We've seen Outbreak, I think.
I think so, but I can't remember.
I think it's Outbreak.
Was it? No. I didn't realize how many there were. I've been over here going
there's
like
a
the
lot.
5 minutes. Like, there's so many.
Yeah.
They made another one. I think it was another one.
This is an older one, but it's called Contagion.
Yeah, that's what it was, Contagion.
That's the one I was going
That's the
say,
one,
yeah.
Contagion.
Yeah.
Contagion, that was the movie.
I think I've seen
that. That movie showed, like, they said social distancing. They said all the things we're doing now. Of course, they exaggerate a little bit, like somebody took the vaccine and everybody was breaking loose. Oh, you know, exaggeration. But
Right. Other
than that, all that shit is true. And I think everybody got to have a third eye, especially in our community.
Right.
We got to have a third eye, especially since Tupac and Biggie when they died.
We have the internet, so you can do your own research. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Research is at your fingertips. So.
And what you're noticing, too, and since the internet's been coming out, a lot of people has been more spiritual than religion. Like, being, like, in the spiritual atmosphere, like, for me. Like, since the internet's been happening, like, our generation, like, Gen Z?
Yeah.
Like, nothing but, like, you're going to hear, like, a lot of people saying they're spiritual.
Why do you think that is?
Internet research. Think about it. Growing up, our grandparents, all they had was the church. All they knew was to... And like I said, I know people go to church all the time, and I don't know if y'all go to church all the time and everything, but I know for me, I stopped going. Not saying I don't want to go back, but I got to find that home that I feel comfortable in. Because you ain't got to go to church and not believe in God. You know it's there. Like, you don't have to go to church. But I just think it's trickling down to, like, a lot of people starting to question a lot of things, what they see and what they believe. Because, like I said, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, all they had was the word. All they had was the Bible. All they had was to pray together, go to church, have a pastor, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Us, we got the internet. We Googling shit.
Yeah.
But I will say that we do live in a world today of illusion. And it's a lot easy. It's very easy to paint pictures that aren't necessarily true as well. You know, you got people doing all these body modifications to themselves and painting a picture that they're something, and then you meet them and they're not necessarily that all the time.
Oh, so, man, that's tough.
So I feel as though, like, people they do have to be careful in terms of what they research and what they follow, because you can follow yourself into a very negative mindset and a very negative place in your life. So yeah.
That's real.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's everybody's choice. Ultimately, like, you know, you're gonna do what you wanna do, but there's only one way to go, and that's Jesus.
You ain't in conspiracies, huh?
No. Some.
Leave it up to him, basically, huh?
You know, I don't know. You know,
not conspiracy, but like that. You know what I'm saying? But like, are you into conspiracies?
Yeah, I mean, like. Like UFOs considered conspiracies and everything like that.
It is because it's not officially they put on the news. Anything that's like you gotta like question and stuff, like, it's really a conspiracy.
Like they say Martin Luther King was killed by the CIA. They say that's a conspiracy.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a conspiracy.
I heard when he got shot, he really didn't die on that balcony. They say he actually died. Well, conspiracy. They say he died when he went to the hospital, and then a CIA guy, they took a pillow and killed him right there and stuffed him and suffocated him.
That's how would somebody I don't know. That?
You know, internet. They say shit. I'm like, what motherfucker gonna run inside of a hospital and take a pillow and be like, look, doc,
unless
I got
the
this.
Agent said something to another agent.
It was a photographer, right, that was with him. There was actually an informant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
That's true.
So he might have been there. Like, he may have been taking pictures or something. I don't know. That's wild to think about.
Yeah, I mean, there were pictures taken right after it happened, too. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, not to say that he took it. But.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's so many things. Like I said, the alien shit, I mean... I know we ain't the only motherfucker. If right. anybody think and believe that we are the only beings in this big ass universe and galaxy,
crazy.
You are a fool. Okay? Picture this. Earth is a small ant bed behind somebody's house in the neighborhood. You got the neighborhood, that's the galaxy, that's, you know, whatever. Then it's outside out the neighborhood. You got district, city. You got the regions, the country, the world. So Earth, we're this small ant bed. Because it's what I'm trying to say is that we're so many. It's so much shit out here.
I was to add to that. I was telling you, babe. Like NASA has discovered that potentially for every star, there's at least one planet. So for every star that you see in the sky, there's at least one planet near that star. Because, I mean, our sun is a star, right?
Yeah.
So you can imagine what you can actually see with a telescope, what might actually have life out there. It's probably like a whole community. I mean, I don't know. I'm just talking, but like, who knows?
That's
you know,
telescope. We used that bitch one. But I used
that. I'm
looking. So when I used that telescope. I saw some of the craziest shit that I never thought I would see. When I was looking outside, it was like around 11 o'clock. What you laughing at?
Were you sober when you did this?
Yes. I was here and I looked outside and I saw one of the most craziest shit ever. It wasn't a star. It was a nigga getting a threesome right there outside that window of my life stores. And I was like, shit, damn, this what I could catch right here, this telescope?
Damn.
Wow, this is 2 weeks ago. I was like, wow, this is something that was very fascinating. Threesome, nigga. I was like, wow. But that is true. Star and the planet is like, we're not the only motherfuckers out here.
Nah.
You know, like, it's not even, it's to me, it's laughable because like the ocean. How much the percentage of what we discovered in the ocean? 20?
Yeah, it was like 20-30% that we know of.
Right. And think about the craziest species we seen in that bitch. A big ass, huge 30-foot squid they caught on camera one time.
Oh, yeah, I remember
one,
that.
Them big ass sharks that we scared of.
I was gonna say, when we went to the Maldives, we saw like the see-through fish.
Oh, yeah.
What it was called?
It's like, I don't know what they're called, but they're fish you can like see through them.
I've seen
them
before, like on Discovery.
Just, like, yeah, yeah, they just had them.
Where'd y'all go?
The Maldives.
The Maldives for a honeymoon.
Yeah. Where's that at?
It's
by India.
Yeah, it's like right off of the coast of India.
That's a live ass honeymoon. Who idea was that? How you find that?
Oh, I've been having that in my back pocket for a little while now. I first saw it on Instagram.
For real?
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram.
Is it nice?
Man,
you was paradise. At first you was like India.
So I actually I worked out there for a few months before we went. But
in India.
In India, yeah. But I've never been to the Maldives. I had no idea what the Maldives was until she was like, "We're going to the Maldives. We're going to the Maldives." I'm like, okay.
That's determined.
Paradise, man.
Really?
Paradise.
You know how you see those pictures of like the little bungalows over water? Oops, over the water strike. And stuff.
Yeah.
You know? That's what we were staying in. Like, we could in our room. There's like glass, and you can see the ocean.
Yeah,
like,
man,
under
with sharks
the floor.
And all this stuff. Oh, under. Shit. Yeah, man, it was sick.
So, would y'all say that's the best trip y'all took as a couple?
Man.
Yeah, we went to Costa Rica definitely. Also, which was really fun.
Yeah,
really. But, I ain't never been out the country.
Man, you should go.
Oh hell yeah, I'm going.
Yeah,
you with the right go. Person. Shit, I'm
not. With yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be tough.
Nah,
you should go.
Language out there, language. I ain't worried about nobody.
Nah, nah, it's fun.
I'm gonna go to Iceland.
Why not?
I want to go to that mug.
See, we were.
Are you talking about Iceland?
I was, yeah.
With the sky, the purple and green shit.
Oh, the Northern Lights.
I thought that's in Alaska too. I mean,
is it?
Yeah. I think so, but I think Alaska got a high crime rate. No, I don't want to go there.
Because it's too cold.
Yeah, I don't want to go to that mug, but I would definitely do Iceland.
Yeah.
Like everybody got, of course, boy, and you got the typical shit, you know. But I want to go somewhere different. Yeah. Like when y'all said that. I never heard of
the
bitch.
Oh.
Marty's amazing. Each resort is his own private island.
That's a lot.
Man.
There's like a thousand islands.
How's the currency out, like, money-wise? Like, how was that out there?
Everything was kind of like, on the island, it was like, we prepay for everything, so it was all kind of USD.
Long-ass flight, though, huh?
Yeah. How long did it take? Shit. It took like, what?
It took like a day total.
Oh. Yeah. See, we had to stop that is my issue when I travel out the country.
You sleep, man. Sleep.
I would, okay, this is right here?
Yeah,
just like, that's where.
Oh, y'all was on this second picture.
Yeah.
Oh!
That's what I'm saying. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. You waking
up. It was next level.
We didn't want to go home.
Nigga.
We were there for like, what, 5 days?
Yes.
Don't take this wrong, but motherfucker, if I take a girl out here, she's getting pregnant. She's getting pregnant right here by the water. This is when she had, Dad, how was I made? You was born out the country by the water. Oh my God. What?
Amazing, man. Serious.
Oh, man. Crazy. That's so loud, bro. I ain't like that's
trying to go back, honestly.
Fuck being single, bro. I hate this shit. We need to go back. Fuck, I hate being single. See shit like that, they be like, fuck, I want to be a girl, bro. I don't know.
Because you can't go out there by yourself.
See, exactly. You can't take no trip out there by yourself. Hell you're the only one.
On you sleeping. Flight? Oh, no.
That flight. Y'all did first class?
Nah.
That's something I would do if I had to travel out the country, because it's like, I don't get no leg room, so I'm sitting on that mug. Oh.
Yeah, nah, that was a thing, though. That was a thing, for sure. But when you look at them prices compared to, like, what we had to actually pay for the resort and all-inclusive and stuff, you look at the prices for, like, we had to take two flights. And there and back, so it was four altogether.
Oh, yeah, it was two stops to get there?
Yeah. We stopped in Turkey, and then from Turkey we went to Malé. Okay, from
Houston to Turkey.
Houston to Turkey, yes, it's direct.
No stop.
No
stop.
How long is this shit?
It was like 12 hours, 14?
13
to 14. Yeah.
And you in the flight, like, your legs is like.
Yeah, you just.
How can y'all. You gotta piss, you gotta shit.
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, I couldn't.
Your legs is.
I couldn't do that. Yeah.
When you stood up, you was like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Thank you, God.
When you run to the restroom in Istanbul, you're just like, everybody's going straight to the bathroom.
Damn, dog.
But don't forget, you gotta go through customs like 8,000 times. Exactly.
I ain't gonna lie to you. And that's the one thing I got. That's tough because for me, I got long legs. That's why I'm saying I can't.
Get an aisle seat. Or, like you said, you can save up and try to get that first class, but...
I'm going to have to, bro. If I go out the country, I have to.
Flights will be, like, $3,000-$4,000
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck it. It's going to save me. I know me.
I got you.
2 hours, I'm restless. I'm okay. Hurry up.
That's all right, though. We're going to do that soon.
Ain't no rush at all.
But it's that paper, though. It's that paper.
Ooh, yeah. Woo.
Like, I can sleep, so. Damn. I can sleep 10 hours through the flight, watch a movie, and go to sleep the last 45 minutes, and I'm exactly. Fine.
But how's the overseas flights, though? Is it like, do y'all got TVs to watch, and y'all got...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah, they got TVs.
They give you food.
Oh, they don't give you no peanuts, right? It's not like Southwest.
No, like sandwiches and stuff.
Oh, shit, okay.
Like, they used to give you hot foods before COVID.
Yeah.
When I traveled internationally, they would give you like some chicken or like some dumplings, something like that.
But now it's just like.
See, I ain't lying. I don't know how I did, but a long ass flight for me, we get to that motherfucking room. Motherfucker is going. Before we do anything else, keep your bags right there. Don't take nothing out. We've been on a flight for 20 hours. What, is that a whole day? I mean, we ain't doing shit when he get out there. But nah, straight fucking, I ain't gonna lie to you. That's me. I'm a day, my legs is like this.
But see, like, they have you do, like, you have to schedule reservations dinner and stuff like that. So once we got there, we kind of relaxed a little bit. And
we didn't tell him about the seaplane. So when we got to, we went from Houston
to Istanbul, Istanbul to a country called Malé.
Yeah.
And then from Malé, you had to get a seaplane to take you to our island that you were staying at.
Yeah.
So the plane is a seaplane. So you get on in the sea, fly to your island, land on the sea, and then you get off on that jump. And that was like, what, an hour? Like 45 minutes?
It's like 30 minutes.
Yeah, about.
That's not bad.
Yeah, about 30
minutes. I'm there, so it's like, shit, I can do this.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you're looking at all the other islands and everything like that. Yeah.
Damn. So y'all basically in the tourist part, basically. Y'all ain't touched like the inner city and the hood and shit.
Nah.
In Malé? You talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, when we came back, we had like 6 hours to kill.
Yeah, but we were in that
little hotel the whole time. So. Yeah.
Didn't really count.
I know there was a hood out there you cannot touch.
Yeah, it looked a little different. Sure.
Yeah, yo, different. Them gangsters out there probably different than the motherfuckers. They don't really kill your ass. I don't know what their language is, but
to the resort.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah.
That shit is crazy. I can't do it. I can't.
You can do it. You can do it. You should do it.
I'm gonna eventually go out the country, but
you should go far.
I'm gonna go.
You gotta do at least one.
Go to like Japan and stuff.
Yeah.
You'll like it.
I'm gonna do Iceland. Iceland will be my first trip.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be like my honeymoon trip. For any of my future wives out there that's listening, that
you should go before the honeymoon.
To Iceland?
Should,
yeah, because your girl ain't gonna wanna go nowhere cold.
But I don't think Iceland is. Well, I don't know.
You should go before. You should.
Yeah. I'm looking to it.
Honeymoon, you want beach vibes.
Who, me?
You want Maldives, like Bora Bora. I mean, it might sound cliche, but it's cliche for a reason.
Bora Bora.
Yeah,
Jamaica. Right.
Where's Bora Bora?
Like French Polynesia. So like.
It's probably like north of South America, I believe. Like just north of South America.
Monday, what's your first? Where you want to go?
Man, I thought about that before too. Honestly, I always wanted to go to London for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard London's good. I heard London's good.
Yeah, I've never been. That'd be cool.
Me either.
I knew somebody went to grad school there, so I'm just like, it just seemed cool.
Yeah.
It does seem cool.
Probably better in America, especially the shit we're going through. We're the only one that's still, we still going through this protocol, huh?
Nah. Actually, my team, part of my team lives in London, and they were in intensive lockdown because they had the deadly case. So they're actually just now loosening up their restrictions, and they're able to do outside dining. They weren't able to do any dining over the last like 2 months.
Yeah,
that's right, because their case went back up or something like that, right?
Yeah.
They had a variant. I can't remember what it was.
That's exactly what it was. And so, like, I remember, like, a guy that's on my team, he just moved to London from Serbia. He was like, man, I moved to London. I wasn't able to, like, go to any pubs or anything. But now they're loosening things up. So he might be able to live a little. So.
And I'm going to speak on Highway Vodka again. Like I said, this is the unofficial, official sponsor of the Real Do It Kill podcast, Highway Vodka. All hearts and no tails.
Yeah.
All roads lead to Highway Vodka. Now, people, black owned. From Texas, Houston to be exact, cooked up from scratch, vodka with hemp seed. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now, people. I don't drink vodka on the rocks, but this vodka right here, Highway Vodka, man, this shit is the smoothest vodka I've ever tasted, ever.
So.
Fuck Ciroc, fuck Tower Vodka, and fuck Tito's Vodka. Highway Vodka.
Highway or no
way. The unofficially official sponsor of this episode of Real Do The Kill podcast. All roads lead to Highway Vodka. Hey, look, we're going to talk about this. We're going to give me a case. But I do want to touch on this subject. George Floyd. That's what I say, the Derek Chauvin trial. Let me set up for this one. All right. I really don't know how I feel about this trial, because we've seen it in our lifetime that we know a cop kills an unarmed black man or a black kid or a black woman, and nothing happens. This happened on live TV, basically, with a man having his knee on somebody's neck for over 9 minutes. And we're watching this trial. The whole world's watching. Been through a lot. It happened during COVID in Minneapolis. And people is watching, like, on pins and needles every day this week, watching this trial. And for me, I watched it a couple of times. I can't watch the whole 9 to 5 on CNN. I'll watch highlights because it'll be hard for me. Because I have a son. I have a 6-year-old boy. And some parts, when I'm listening to the trial and I'm watching, I'm like, okay, everybody that's the witnesses on stand obviously know he killed him. So a part of me has a little bit of hope. It's like, all right, even a supervisor say, like, look, he's guilty. This is what he did. You shouldn't put your knee on him, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
Part of me has hope. But another part of me is still on the fence because of shit we've been through all these years in this country, and it's still a white man's country. At the end of the day, and there's seven people that's jury is white. So a part of me is still on the fence of that. He calls guilty. We all know he should be guilty. Second degree murder. He got a couple of charges. It should be 40 years. But if he's if he gets not guilty, if you think you saw some shit during the pandemic in this world with the riots and the marches and the burning buildings, you ain't seen shit yet if they say not guilty. I promise you. I guarantee you. If you think you seen something through the pandemic last year, I guarantee you ain't seen shit yet. There ain't gonna be a damn thing left standing, especially in that city of Minneapolis, if they say not guilty. Because you know damn well they should not say that. Everything's pointing towards guilty, obviously. But there's not a lot of hope in this because we've seen this story before. And undoubtedly, this is the biggest trial in our lifetime. In my mom's lifetime. She's 68. Biggest in her life. Bigger than the Emmett Till situation. Bigger than the Trayvon Martins. Bigger than OJ. And I don't want to throw OJ in the Kobe. Man, it's not even comparable. But bigger than all the cases we have seen, because the moment, the transition, because it's like, if he can't get convicted, we're going to lose hope. We have no hope if he's not convicted. Because it's like, damn, we did all the protesting. We did everything. We got y'all attention. Even the whites is crying with us. It's like, look, we have enough too. We feel where y'all coming from. No hope at all. And it's going to make us think, for somebody like me, it's like, damn, like, are y'all really just looking at us like a dollar, like a piece of dollar? Because think about what happened when George Floyd died. Businesses went up like a motherfucker. Merchandise, people was making merchandise off of us. Black Lives Matter. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Stay woke. All these other things. So, like I said, a part of me has hope, but a part of me doesn't. I want to get y'all thoughts on the whole situation.
Yeah, it's hard for me to comment too much because I don't keep up with it as much. I try not to make myself sad. I'm kind of sensitive, so I try not to look at stuff that's going to make me sad and cry. Yeah. But just going off what you said, like, I feel like there is reason to be hopeful. I mean, I was reading up on it, and just based off, you know, like what you were saying, his superiors were saying that, you know, that's not what he had trained. That's not what he was trained to do. Like, they don't condone, you know, putting your knee on someone's neck. I feel like, you know, that justice will be served. I mean, I would hope that, I hate to say it like this, but I would hope that white people are not that insensitive, you know, to notice when something has blatantly, like, it's wrong, you know, just because of their, I don't know, their privilege. Like, I hope that this is a situation where they can use their privilege for good.
Yeah, this is like the true case of right and wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, no matter what skin color you are, man, you just know what's wrong, what's right and what's wrong. See, white folks, they had a lot of excuses beforehand because some was on video, some was not on video. And they'd be like, they try to pull the gun up. What if he had this done third? This ain't, there's body, I don't know if y'all seen this part on the trial, but they showing body cam of him when he gets pulled over. He's like, please, but I don't want to, you know, please, officer, you gonna kill me? I don't want no trouble. Like, I'm like, if you ain't about to tear watching that shit, I'm like, man, you ain't got no heart.
Right.
I'm up here doing my work at home. I'm like, God damn, mother, shit. Like, I'm really feeling some shit. And I'm feeling that now. Can I imagine if they said what we don't want to hear them say? Like, I'm like, God, we're gonna have PTSD and shit. Definitely. We're gonna be sitting here like, dog, we have no, like, what else y'all want us to do?
Right.
Cause think about it, that whenever the trial is, if it's a verdict around what, May, June, there ain't gonna be no basketball game for probably like the rest of the season, maybe. Mm. Like they'll stop a game.
I think what they're gonna do is because of the high, like this case being so high profile and him having so many different charges against him, is that the cop may be guilty of like some of the charges and not all of them. Yeah. And like the ones that he'll be not guilty of might be the ones that carry the most time.
Yeah.
So that way it might appease.
They're gonna appease both crowds.
Yeah. And that, okay. And, you know, I feel like that's gonna like, I mean, is not really going to have a justice served because he might end up serving probably like 5 to 7 instead of, you said, the 40.
Yeah.
If that would be the case. So or maybe, terrible. And then even if he's serving 5, he'd probably get out with good behavior in 2. A year and a half, 2 years. So and then he'll just be able to just sink back into society. Yeah. That's just my prediction.
I mean, that's a good prediction it's a good prediction, but it's not the prediction that we want to hear. You feel me?
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where the law works in so much favor of the cop.
Exactly.
That way they'll get some time because they know if they say not guilty on everything, man.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go. Rest in peace to all the motherfuckers inside that building because they ain't no damn
it
way in hell.
Probably like the LA riots.
Times 10.
Yeah.
Times 10.
So,
but I think this sucks to say they'll please both because if they say guilty on one but they're not guilty, how would that sit in with the black community?
Black America, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like,
Makes you feel so unsafe.
Yeah.
Still. More unsafe than we already feel, I'm sure.
So. Yeah, so it's like we're going to be like, yes, but shit, all right. You got to start somewhere, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Because you got the other cops. People think like, where everybody at? Where the rest of the cops? There's in August. They're going to be dealt as a whole together.
Right.
So they're making this one separate. And you have to make this
separate. Yeah.
So it's like, look here. Around May, I ain't going to lie to you. That verdict, the day of the verdict, I ain't going to lie to you. But wherever I'm at, I'm going to stop what I'm doing. I'm going to watch that shit. I'm going to be nervous as hell. It might be too much for me. I can't even watch. Like, I'll be tense.
There might be marches here in Houston. You know, I mean, especially him being from here. Not saying that there will be any, like, violence or anything like that, but there might be, like, marches or, you know, some type of demonstration if it does go left out here in Houston. So, I mean, I don't want it to go that way, but I just feel like we've seen this story so many times.
Yeah, that's why it's, like, kind of, like, not a lot of – it's, like, you got some because of the speeches, not speeches, but like the witnesses, what they said.
Right, very hard. Give you some,
and then he give you some hope.
Yeah.
But then on the other side, we over 400 years. Yeah. You feel me? Like it's not a lot of hope right there. Yeah. Hold on, don't cry on this, please.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh,
okay. No.
I thought I saw the eyes get lost. I said, please,
no.
I don't want to make you cry. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I feel like it has. Don't laugh.
I had to touch on it because, look, people told me not to touch it, but I said, I'm not to touch on this tough topic. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, I was going to ask, I don't know what kind of judge, like, but that has something to do with it, too. Like, whatever kind of judge is over right. the case.
You Who's know? The judge? Well, man, I know his name, Blaze. Does he look old? Is he young? It plays a part.
Can be
a woman. It does.
It plays a part. Yeah. Unless your name is Bernie Sanders. But like, cause I'm like, that plays a... Because I was saying, when they said seven white jurors, I was like, God
They had a few black jurors, though. I think it was like four, I believe.
And they going to get outweighed seven to four.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, nah. Who knows? Who knows how the seven truly, how all of the seven That's truly feels, right. you know?
But That's the weird thing saying. Is like, how can, okay, because usually when you're a juror, when you're on the jury stand, you're a person that don't really know about the situation.
Right.
That's who the fuck don't it. Know?
That's what the issue they were having when they were trying to do the
jury selection.
Yeah, how can, like, who can you find that don't know about this?
Yeah.
His name is Judge Peter Cahill.
Fuck, we're doing shit. Goddamn, we're done. How old is he?
I'll let you know when I find him.
Oh, my God. No, we're fucked. We're fucked by him. Like, it's over with. Like, but it comes down to the jurors, though, right? Not him.
He's 64.
Fuck, it's over. So we're done.
I think the jurors will convict. They'll say guilty or not guilty, and then the judge will sentence the time. You know.
Fuck. Yeah. He's 64. He's from Minneapolis, too, huh?
I think somewhere around there. But he's been a judge for 14 years. Oh, so man.
Fuck. Yeah, it plays a part.
You can easily look up his history, too.
How does he look? How can you, by the way, looking at his picture, does he look like a guy that will be heart, you know, have a heart, a warm heart, or would he be just like,
him.
Pass me that?
I just feel like I'm gonna see the screenshot.
Oh my God. Yeah, I gotta see his face, because if he looks bad, we're done.
Looks can be deceiving, though.
That's true.
You never know.
I can't tell how many Peters I trusted, though. I don't know. It's not a lot of Peters I know. Okay, I got it. Nah, I can't do it. There's not a lot. I don't know. I gotta brace myself on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. His name gonna be trending on Twitter. I mean, death threats. They gonna find his home address.
Right here first, okay.
Oh, fuck. No, I found one without the mask on.
Found one without the mask. This one is tough. This one, he's tough. He's a tough one.
Why is he smiling?
Because he looked like he works at Microsoft, but. I don't know, I mean he don't look that old, but it's like on the fence. They knew what they was doing. They got them a neutral ass. They knew who they was gonna get. See, think about it. They had a black judge. Oh, hey, we celebrating right now. We at the crib.
We playing the after party right now.
We at the crib. I'm gonna say this one last thing before we done, because I want to say this too. Look him. What's his name? Peter what?
Cahill.
Peter Cahill. If he knew better, he would say not. He would say guilty, because you say guilty, bro, you are invited to the cookouts. We'll bring you to the finest strip clubs you want to go to. Look, concerts open up. Rick Ross, 2 Chainz, they'll bring you on stage and shit. Courtside to the games. Staples Center just opened up. I need one to see LeBron play before he retire. Like, it's a lot of things that's on stake, and he needs to understand. Get away from that unseasoned chicken that you be getting. And come to the seasoned chicken wings. Come to that crawfish, man. Shit. It will still be crawfish season by the time this verdict is done. Come on now. We got you. Look, he don't understand how big of a deal he could be. I don't think you understand that. He'll be a celebrity if he says he's guilty. Like, because this is a big-ass trial. So, bro, I'm looking into this goddamn camera and letting you motherfucking ass know. Peter Cahill, you will be invited to all the cookouts, bro. And that's that. And Highway Vodka will be at all these cookouts too as well.
What's the social media for the vodka? Does it have one?
Yeah, it's at Highway Vodka. Real simple.
And Cody didn't say this, but she will bring a whole bunch of Highway Vodkas for the next episode and for the future episodes coming along. Because guess what? All roads lead to Highway Vodka. That's it. Rhythm of the Kill. Cody, Christian, I appreciate y'all. I hope you have a long-lasting marriage, relationship.
Thank you so much.
I can set an example for all the up and coming people that's gonna be husbands and wives and all that. Y'all can set an example for me too, because I'm inspired.
Appreciate it.
I wanna go to Maldives. I wanna go to, did I say it right?
Yeah.
I wanna go there, I'm inspired. Real Do the Kill. We out.
Bye.
See you.